so much.
Sure.
Okay. The Gemara says at the bottom of Daf Gimel and Aleph, the end of the third to last line, Ibayu Lahu. Hor bezdin shechelav motor v'asu miyat hakahal, umeis also bezdin v'amad bezdin acher v'chaz v'horu v'asu miyat acher. So, one bezdin is a mora, a certain thing, 30% of the people listen to them, they die, a new bezdin comes up, okay, Morty asked me, how many of them have to die to count as bezdin dying? One, rove, all? I'm not sure. Have room there, sorry, for now, good question. But in any case, then another bezdin came, and they were mora, and another 30% did. What's the din? Aliva demanda amar bezdin maiti loti baylach. If your old bezdin brings, then for sure there's no ibaya. The halesnu bezdin not there, meaning the second bezdin's only responsible for a miyot. The first bezdin's responsible for miyot, but they're not there. So who's going to bring? So that's pasha. If bezdin brings, there's no bezdin that's responsible for a rove. Kiti baylach aliva amar tzibur maiti. But we'll see it's a machlokas anoim a little later in the Mishnah of Hayom and Aleph, whether Bezdin brings the par or the Tzibur brings the par. It's a little more complicated than that. We'll get to that. There's a lot of lumdus there. But if you say that Tzibur brings the par, then the Tzibur's there. My Tzibur hakoi, the Tzibur's there. Let the Tzibur bring the par. So half it was one Bezdin, half it was another Bezdin. What's the big deal? Oh, Dilma, some word. We have printed, I've printed Yediyah. You have printed Yediyah? Okay, we have printed Yediya. If you look on the side, it points out that it used to say Hora'ah. It used to say Hora'ah, and they were Magia based on the Beersheva for it to say Yediya. Okay, I'll have to figure out what's the right word there. Odilma, Yediya or Hora'ah, the Hau Bezin, the Hora Be'inan. Teku. Maybe it needs to be the same bezdin somehow. Teku. Okay, what's the suffix here? So the suffix, this gemara, is very unclear, which has to do with which is the right girsa. Is it the girsa yediya, or is the girsa hora'ah? In the Rabbeinu Chananel, it says hora'ah. In the original defus in the gemara, it says hora'ah. In the new defus and based on the Beersheva, it says yediya. Why did the Beersheba change the Gersa from Hora'ah to Yediya? L'chora, because of Rashi. There's this funny it's just printed funny. There's this first Rashi in Daf Gimel and Beis. It's printed without a Dibur Maskil. It's not clear what the Dibur Maskil is supposed to be. But Rashi says something about, it's not a continuation of anything. Oh, lo be'inan how bezdin to horul hemeikar to tevelu yediya. Kolomer lo be'inan tevelu yediya the bezdin kama umet starfi. The question is whether you need yediya the bezdin kama. So for Rashi and the Beersheva is obviously based on Rashi, right? And argue yourselves like often they printers in the later editions of the Gemara are magia the Gemara to match Rashi because people learn Gemara with Rashi and people assume Rashi is canonical. So for Rashi, what's the suffix? Do you need the idea of the first bezdin or not? L'chora, the case is, you have to add, for Rashi, the case is where the first bezdin never knew their mistake. Right? Not that the first bezdin knew their mistake and then died. The first bezdin never knew their mistake. So for Rashi, what's the case according to Rashi? Right? What's the case? The case is bezdin aleph horu. Bezdin Aleph Mesu Bli Yediya V'Chazara, right? So it sounds like Bezdin, the first Bezdin never knew, right? And then Bezdin Sheni Kamu V'Horu V'Asumiyot, obviously. V'Asumiyot. Then Bezdin Bez Yadu V'Chazru. So what we have here is, we have Yediya of Bezdin, but we don't have Yediya of, for this 30%, we have the Yediya of the Bezdin that was Mora. We don't have the Yediya of the first Bezdin that was Mora. So this suffix seems to be, and then what would the Gersa be? Sorry.
And if it was no second Bezdin?
Ah. Uh-huh.
interesting. Okay, the Chazon Ish asked that question. Says the Chazon, give me half a second. So what's the suffix? The suffix is, if you look at Rashi, Ha'im Be'inan Yediya Shel Bezdin Shehoro Osagi Yediya Shel Bezdin Achir.
Do you need the idea of the Bezdin that was Mora, or can you have another Bezdin's idea? Larry points out then that he is the Chavit to the Chazon Ish. Falls on the course, but it's right here. The Chazon Ish says, then you don't really need like one miyot and then another miyot. They could have just said one Bezdin was Mora, Rove of the people did, then that Bezdin died and another Bezdin came up, and the second Bezdin had a Yediyah, and you have a Yediyah, but not of the same Bezdin. Chazon Ish says, you could have said it. They only put it as Tzeref because it was continuing, segueing from the other cases of Tzeref. So the Iker, do you need the idea of the Bezdin Shehoru, or can you have the idea of any Bezdin? Let's hold that thought for a moment and see what the other Gersa of the Gemara is, and which Rishonim hold from the other Gersa. Because as Larry pointed out, or you could say as the Chazon Ish pointed out, this doesn't really seem to have to do with Tzeref. It's like Tzeref of the first Bezdin's Horah and the second Bezdin's Yediyah, but it's not about Tzeref of two Miutim like the previous ones. And it seems a little not meduyik that we're talking about Tzeref of two Miutim. So that's, if you, then the, well, let's start from the Tosus Rosh, for example, says the, one second. Says the Tosus Rush here. Let me just find it. Says the Tosus Rush here. Dibur HaMaskil. The last Tosus Rush on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, but it's, I don't know where it's printed in your Gemaras. Dibur HaMaskil. Yibaylu Horu Bezin Shkila Motivi Also Miyad Kol, etc. Going on our Gemara. Pirish Intim Zalom Archeilu B'cheilu B'tstarfim Hani Milu B'chai B'dina Vol B'tray B'dina Lo Odom Lo Shna. If two Horos of Cheilu Horu B'tstarif, can you only be mitzarif two haros of one bezdin, or can you even be mitzarif two haros of two bezdins? He says the issue is not yediyah; the issue is tzeirif of two haros. That's also clear from the Rambam. I brought my Rambam because the Rambam clearly sees this as an issue of tzeirif. Says the Rambam that Horu Bezdin, Bechelev, etc. We spent a lot of time on this last time. And Avodah Zarah, Harielim and Starfin, Bamedvar Mum Shahi Amor Bezdin Echad, Avodah Mase Bezdin Shahora Tchilav Amad, Acher Behora, Ein Elu Mitstarfin Le Elu. They're not, the two Horos are not Mitstarfin. And that seems to match the Gersa of Horah. Lechora, the Tosus Rush, we don't know what his Gersa was. He doesn't have a Dibur HaMaskil there. And the Rambam, and the Rabbi Hanano would say, what's the case? The case is this. Bezdin Echad Horu V'asu Miyot. And, sorry, give me a, Chazon Ish and the Rambam also sounds this way. V'asu Miyot V'yadu V'chazru Brahem. Then Bezdin Aleph died, and Bezdin Beis arose, Behoru, the Asu Miyot. Then Bezdin Beis, Yadu, Vechazu. Each Bezdin had a idea. Each Bezdin knew what they did wrong. The issue isn't that the wrong Bezdin was one Bezdin was more, the other Bezdin was Yudai. Lechor, each Bezdin. What would be the Gersa then? The Gersa is Hora. And what's the suffix? The suffix is continuation of the previous sugya, ha'im efshar litzarev beis horos shel beis batei din. Just like we want to know if you can mitzarev two horos on different types of chilev, two horos on different isurim chilev and da'an, two horos on different isurim and different karbonos chilev and azara. How about two horos from two different bezdins? And that would miss the Gersh of Horah. So the machlokas between the Gersh of Horah and Yediyah is, what is our suffix here? Is our suffix really fitting what we've seen until now?
another one of these tzeirah sfeikos. You know, I just have to draw the lines at least. What's in tzeirah to what? Or no, we have a lushan of tzeirah because we're segueing from there, but it's really a different question entirely. Question is, do you need the idea of the toim, or do you just need the idea of someone in charge? And that's how Rashi reads the ibaya. The interesting question would be, I just want to point out one chazan ish, which is just me chazar. Sometimes we're just going to chazar and give a little pointer to what we mentioned earlier. Why should you need the yediyah? Yediyah is another word for chazara. Of the same Bezdin who were Moreh. Why should you need the idea of the same Bezdin? Bezdin's not the one bringing the carbon. Sefer's bringing the carbon. So you need Harah and you need Yediyah. Why should you need Yediyah of the same Bezdin? So here, according to that Tzad, and the Chazon Ish is convinced, it's been doing it many shown them that, according to the other Gerus, everyone holds that Tzad. Why should you need it? So here we can think of two answers. A, you could say it's just a technical requirement. It's a technical requirement, even though the tzibur brings it, the bezdin needs to have a certain role, and you need to have the same bezdin from the beginning to the end. Just like in many things in halacha, technically you need the same person from the beginning to the end. So maybe it's just a technical requirement. You need Horan, you need the same bezdin, and nothing to talk about. What the Chazon Ish suggests is something more fundamental, which ties into what we discussed earlier, says the Chazon Ish here. He says, because if the same bezdin wasn't Chozer Bahem, then they're not wrong. He says, if the bezdin wasn't Chozer, then what they said wasn't wrong. Who says a different bezdin could declare the first bezdin wrong? Just because one bezdin lives later, they have the right to declare the first bezdin wrong. All bezdins are equal. A bezdin can declare themselves wrong, but no bezdin has the right to declare another bezdin wrong. So he sees this more fundamental. He says, because the second bezdin has no power to declare the first bezdin wrong. And therefore, if one bezdin is Moreh and the second bezdin is Chozer, second bezdin can say, we were wrong for being Moreh this. They can't say the first bezdin was wrong for being Moreh this. Each bezdin is equal to each other bezdin, and therefore the first bezdin was still right. If the first bezdin was right, then there's no need for a karma.
Why can't you just say that you have to look at, we would have one requirement that the robe of the tzibur is Toeh. Now, the robe has to be Toeh, Lumat, a Beitin, which was Mateh Utam.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a Beitin that's Mateh et Kula et Rubans, you don't have.
Okay, that's basically what we're saying here. You can't be with Sarif two bezdins.
No, but we're saying here.
That the idea, what I'm claiming for Rashi, not me, the Chazon Ish, is that if the first bezdin had a yediyah, it would be fine. That's not the suffix. If the first bezdin had a yediyah, it would be fine. You can't be mitzayir with the first bezdin and the second bezdin to make a roof.
Right.
Just the first bezdin has to have a yediyah. Okay. Let's just, now, the Rambam here says something peculiar. What's the last word in our Gemara? Teku. Right? Our Gemara ends with a teku, it should be a suffix. Right? Even if you didn't have the word teku, it's a suffix. Clearly, the Gemara doesn't answer the question. So what should the psak be? The psak should be suffix. What's the problem? The problem is, the Gemara ends teku. This is the exact same problem we have in the last sugya, except the opposite. Says the Rambam, what does the Rambam paskin? Bevadai? Aval meis bezin shohor tchil v'amad acher v'hora ein elu mitzdarfin la'elu. They're not mitzdarf. If they're not mitzdarf, what would the din be? The two bezins are not mitzdarif to bring a par. So what should the din be? They can't bring a par, and every yachid should have to bring a korban yachid. Right? The kol yachid, maybe, kispa, o se'ira, which is the korban yachid. Because they're not mitzdarif, so now it's just yachidim. The problem is, how can the Rambam say they're not mitzdarif? And seemingly they would bring as yechidim. If it's a teku, Bezin shouldn't bring to the chashash kula bazara, and they shouldn't bring to the chashash kula bazara. No one should bring. That's the problem, the obvious stira between the Rambam. I mean, it's not just practical, it's just a lashon. The Rambam says, ein mitzarfin. And the Gemara says, teku. How come the Rambam didn't say it is a suffix? Okay, who knows an answer to this question? Anyone? And the Kesem Mishnah, strangely enough, doesn't seem bothered. What is the, I mean, he obviously has an answer, right? He thinks the answer is so obvious, he doesn't have to say anything. Says the Kesef Mishnah, oh yeah, Sham Bayad Lo Ifshita. It's an Ibayad Lo Ifshita. The Gemara doesn't have an answer. And the Rambam says, Ingmet Starfin. He obviously thinks that makes perfect sense. He just doesn't explain why. So, someone want to tell me how this makes sense? The Lech Mishnah brings a few deos. He quotes two from the Kiryat Sefer and the Mabit. You could look it up here. He's quoting the Kiryat Sefer accurately. The first answer he quotes very, very briefly. Two answers. For Isi Lamaram Mitrani, Bisifro Kirias Moshe, Kirias Sefer, Sha'amad Alzev, because of Sham, became into Salkabayi, but take you because of Rav Zal Deim and Starfim, Vloyavi Yashvat and Parvichochad and Chot and Loyavi Yuchatos, Mishum Shashkul and Bazara. Okay, first answer is, says the Kiryat Sefer in his first answer. He says, the Rambam really meant the suffering that no one brings. The Rambam says, Ein Mitzarfin, he made Ein Mitzarfin to bring a par, but also the Yachid, each Yachid doesn't bring a Kispo Seira. Okay, that's the Rambam could have been. First of all, we saw that some of the Mefarshim, many Mefarshim, said that when the Rambam said Mitzarfin, the previous halachi meant that. That can't be what Mitzarfin means, what Ein Mitzarfin means. He obviously has to assume it does. That Mitzarfin means Mitzarfin to parent on the Dover. But also, the Rambam could have been a little clearer about this, meaning Ein Mitzarfin Lepar, but it's also not Yechidim. It's a little tricky because he says, what's the next line? V'chein, im lo hayu ha'osin shogin al pi ha'ras, harei bezdin p'turim v'ho'osin hayafin. And likewise, if they weren't following bezdin, then bezdin's pater and they're chayav. Likewise usually means an equation. You could always say likewise, it means more or less. But this is a little dachuk. So it's possible, right? Why is it dachuk? Because A, it's not meduyuk. In the Lashon of the Rambam, he should have said, Sofik Mitzarfim. Why does he have to say Ein Mitzarfim? Why would he give you A and B? Besides that, according to many, according to Mitzarfim, means no one brings. B, Acharkach Kasav, V'chein, and after the V'chein he wrote, which again, you can always say V'chein is Lav Davka. V'chein sound Davka, Bezdim Torim, V'chala Osim Chayavim. Bezdin Pturim V'chol Ha'osim Chayavim. Okay, you can always say V'chein is Lav. V'chein is Bezdin Pturim. Not Kol Osim Chayavim. But that's obviously a little dachuk in V'chein. The Rambam could have been a lot clearer if he meant that no one has to bring a carbon in Mitzarfin. The Kiryat Sefer has a second answer, which is very radical. He says, no, Taka the Rambam means Ein Mitzarfim and every Yachid brings. Why would every Yachid bring? So he says here, O Efshar already is in his next answer. She Yavikal Echel Chatas Kidin Mirakal. Chemet Lomatzinu Lemisha She Yitzarf Lovi Par Kol Shevet Im Keno Pinu Lachizka Sayhu. What does he say? He says, no, it's a suffix. He admits the suffix. Suffix who? Umi suffix. Machriyim shekol yachid mevi karban ve tzibur potter. Why misafik would you tell every yachid to bring the karban and the tzibur to be potter? It's a little strange. Misafik, no one should do anything. It's a shashkul and bazar. So he says, mokmina chazkayu chazaka. What does he mean here by chazaka? Well, I guess, let's say, when the first guy did it, he's chayiv a carbon yachid. And the second guy did it, he's chayiv a carbon yachid, right? When the 49.9% guy does it, he's chayiv a carbon yachid. All of a sudden, when they tip the scales, now maybe you're chayiv a carbon tzibur. But you're becheskas carbon yachid,
So a chazak is machriya safik. Why? Maybe you could say
what he said. You don't break the chazaka.
Say chazchiv misafik. You don't break the chazaka, right? I thought maybe you could have said this a little more sophisticated if you want. Remember we had a chakira, the note of Yehuda. Right, the whole chakira. What did the note of Yehuda say? It says every yochid always chayiv. Just when bezin brings a par, the yotzer brings a par. Maybe you could then say whenever there's a suffix at bezin brings a par, so you don't bring a par if yochid's not yotzer with a par. He has to bring himself. Maybe even when there's a par, every yochid is chayiv. There's yotzer with a par. If there's no par, you default every yochid being chayiv. I'm not sure that's what he is saying, but you could have said, if you want to say this radical result, you could have said it for a different reason. Or you could have said, Al Pi, the note of Yehuda, every yachid is chayav until he or she, technically, is yotze with the tzibur. Okay, this is a radical idea to say that if there's a suffix, every yachid drinks. The problem is, as the Lecha Mishnah's Barama, the Mari Korkus, if you have a Frankel Rambam, it attacks him at much greater length. The problem is there's many cases in the Gemara that are suffix, and the Rambam never says every yachid drinks. It's just not consistent. That would be a tremendous chiddush, right? And that's what he says here against the says the Mari Korkus against the Kiryat Sefer. So if I can find it. Elish in Kang, Gamahani de Khatzi Zayn Shiskarhi Loba Kang. Okay. He says the problem is that we have a case later on that's a suffix, and the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam has a case here. Achal Khatzi Zayas Khil Shu Hedyu Khatsa Shu Nasi Behalin Echad. If he eats half a zayis of chelim when he's a hedyor, very end of the story, and half a zayis when he's a king, or vice versa, how is this suffix? It's a suffix, if he eats half a zayis when he's a hedyor, and he's a smani, he eats another half a zayis when he's a hedyor, it's a suffix, and l'chori doesn't bring anything. Okay,
that case is very.
That case is very different. The truth is, it's really not so pashut. Not so pashut. That case is very different. Maybe you could say, I won't say it's tachrit. I'll just say, this is a chiddush bedin, that me suffik you bring carbon yachid, but maybe it's not so crazy. Maybe in every case of suffik you bring a carbon yachid. Either because they're becheskes carbon yachid and they got up to 49.9%, or, if you want to be a little more creative, because everyone's really chayv a carbon yachid, unless they get pashut with the carbon seaver. Yes.
If you get up to the 49%, and then just one person brings his korban chatas already, and then someone else goes over. In other words, does that take away from the 50%? And some, do we take 50% of those people who did not yet bring their korban chatas, or does it? How would I calculate it? So here we can mix up all the calculations.
That is a great question. That is a great question. That is a great question. It's hard for me to, I haven't found the answer for favors. I think we count everyone anyway, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe we really shouldn't. So I'm going to leave that with Tzarki and also.
Because when we bring the Korban, but he did it already, and now Muzet Korban Gabito.
Oh, hold on a second. No. I don't agree with your scenario. But what? Everyone wouldn't have brought a carbon. Keep in mind, Bezdin makes a mistake. Everyone does their thing, but no one knows they did anything wrong because Bezin hasn't retracted yet, right? The moment Bezin retracts, then they count, and no one brings it to a carbon yachid until they count and see if they should bring carbon yachid or carbon seeper. So I don't think any moment would bring the carbon preemptively because they don't know there's a mistake until Bezin retracts, and Bezin retracts, they say everyone hold.
No, maybe he just didn't know.
No, but if Bezin said it was mutter, why would he bring the carbon?
They wouldn't let him bring the carbon.
Yeah. But in that case, in this case, Bezin retracted, there's a miyot, then they should have brought a carbon yachid.
Correct. In all the tzeirif cases, you still have this mess. In the tzeirif cases, you still have this mess. If Bezer retracted, they should have brought a carbon as a miyot. So how are they still at tzeirif? Only if they happen to not bring a carbon yet, or even if they did, I'm going to leave the tzeirif.
We have it later. Well, can't you use the same answer here? What the Rambam said, you mean starving the chayav, not for a carbon chatos, but the mushroom totally?
Nah, you can't bring an Ashram Tolu unless the Rambam says so. Because the Rambam's not talking about Ashram Tolu unless he says so. I think that's true. Okay, the Lechem Mishnah says a third answer. He doesn't like this Kiryat Sefer, he quotes. His answer is also very radical. But it's very radical in Shas. What does he say? He says he doesn't like this answer. Mashinirli the Tarit, because they said, I'll leave it in my Darbar Bezdin. Then of course it's not the Tarit. So, what does he say? Now here, it's a little radical. Says the Lechem Mishnah. He disagrees. The Kiryas Sefer is assuming it's a suffix, right? He assumes it's really a suffix. Just either it's a suffix, the Rambam means no one brings, or it's a suffix, and in suffix, the Yechidim bring. Suffix, like, is Mukhra to be on one side. The Lechem Mishnah says, no. He says, no, we paskin the aim at starfin. Kitzad echad shel ha'ibaya. But what gives us the right to pass like one side of the ibaya? If it's a teku, or at least it's not a shot. So here it brings a very powerful, like, I don't think we follow this rule in all of Shas. He says, well, what did the Gemara say? Alim and Bardar bezdin maisi, they're not mitzarfin. I'll leave it over at Sever Maisi Ibaya. Says we have Rula, Fushi Machloket Lo Mafshina. We never like to have more Machloket. We like to have less Machloket. So if Mandar or Bezdin brings, says they're not Mitztarif, Mandar or Tsever brings will be posted it's not Mitztarif in order to minimize Machloket. That's a tremendous Kiddush. Whenever you have two Shitas and one Shita knows something and the other Shita has an Ibaya, where Machri and the Ibaya like the other Shita, it's very hard for me to swallow this. But tremendous Kiddush. He has a Kiddush Atzum. Bechol makom sheyesh psak din lefi manda amar echad ve'ibaya lefi manda amar sheni. That's what he's saying. Whenever one manda amar knows the din and the other one has an ibaya, we always paskin the ibaya to make the manda amars agree because we don't like extra machlokas. That's a big finish. Usually, when poskim say afushim machlokas lo machshina, they mean, if there are two shitas, and we never heard that they disagreed about something, let's not assume they disagree about something. Stop. That makes a lot of sense to me. You have two shitas. I want to claim they disagree about something new. No, don't make up new disagreements with no basis. But here the Gemara says they disagree. One is a vade, one is an ibaya. You're going to poshe every ibaya and match the other under armor? That seems very radical methodologically. Poshtim ha'ibaya kedei she... Shtei hashitos yaskimu ledin.
So the Gemara didn't know that, but the Rambam knew it.
Okay, there are klolim of psak that the Gemara is not mefarish that the Rambam that we are.
The Gemara says
teku taka. Can we override a teku? Let's say he didn't have the gersh of teku. Teku's disappearing your souls a lot. So that's not the end of the world. But it's very dacha. This is tremendously radical. We never heard this. I just want to give an interesting suggestion. And Kevasan Mishnah says a fascinating suggestion, which we're not really fully prepared to digest yet, because we haven't gotten up to Dafayim and Aleph. So, but I said the Kevasan Mishnah, hold on, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara actually says, what did the Gemara actually say? Says the Kevasan Mishnah, he gives a fourth answer, right? One, two, three, four. Okay, there are more answers, and there are always a million answers. Says the Merkabah Mishnah, he says very pashut. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, didn't say teku. It said, Leman da Omar bezdin mevi'im ein mitzarfin. Leman da Omar tzibur mevi'im teku. That's what the Gemara actually said. Why did everyone have a problem with the Rambam? Because we paskin the tzibur brings. That's why they had a problem with the Rambam. How do we know we paskin the tzibur brings? So if you go to the opening of Parhel and Dover Shel Tzibur in the Rambam, which is Perek Yud Beis, the Rambam says explicitly that what's the carbon? Mevi'in par. If it's Avodah Zarah, you bring a parla olav sar lechatos from each shevet.
12 parim and 12 seirim. And if it's other krisos, then maybe kol shevet shevet parachatas. Each of the 12 shvatim brings. Actually, parim davshon seirim is 12 of them. Each shevet brings.
To review them.
So that's the tzibur, not the bezdim, right? The tzibur. What? Ah, so exactly. So what's the question? Everyone's question assumed that the Rambam holds tzibur mevi'im. And then it became a question. The Gemara said, take you after the Rambam be poshet. And why do they assume that? Because on a practical level, tzibur is mevi'im. Right? Because kol shevet v'shevet mevi. Right? On a practical level, the tzibur is a mevi'im. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, however, what does the Berkevus HaMishnah says? The Berkevus HaMishnah says, let's be longish here. You should know, by the way, Berkevus HaMishnah is super duper longish. I think his name is Rav Shlomo Michel. I know we have the Chelm jokes, but people in Chelm were actually very smart. People in Chelm were big, big, big lumped on him. I don't know how he got these jokes, but maybe someone was jealous of him. But don't make fun of people from Chelm. So, if you look what the Rambam actually says, though, right? What does the Rambam actually say? Let's read the Rambam at the beginning of your base. Called Davar Shkayim Al Sigad Al Chatas Kvuim Shagu Betz and Avelam Ora Behoru Latiyor Shagu Am Bar Yosam Vaasu Haam Ping Somchal Hori Yosam VeYacharkach Nodu Beis Jato. Listen, Hari Bezdin Chayav and Lahavi Karben Chatas Al Shigatan Behoru A. VeAvli Shlo Asu Him Atam Maisa. Bezdin has to bring a carbon for their shogay psak, even though they didn't do anything. They just sit talked, right, etc. Ushara b'turban a carbon. Everyone else is potter. Umahu a carbon shemiel shigazu. What's the carbon that who brings? That Bezdin brings on the shkaga. Imba b'rozar etc. Mevi'in parlo v'sor lechad. We call shevet b'shevet. Each shevet brings a carbon. And if it's shark pieces and it's not a vodazara, then maybe call shevet b'shevet parchatas. Okay. So it's interesting. And then he says v'nim seis lamech and shago bezin adom boria ya mevi'in called hakahol shnei masar etc. Right. The Rambam says bezdin, but look how he started. He started by saying, I'll read it to you again. Bezdin chayav and lahar b'karben lahavi karben chatas. And what chatas they bring? Every shevet brings a karban.
Yeah.
So this Rambam says a funny thing. He says bezdin chayav and lahavi, and then he says each shevet brings. Now, give me a raya, by the way, that even though we pass it each shevet brings, the Rambam wasn't crazy for putting bezdin as the mechuyavim.
Because there's another sheet in Tanayim that all the shvatim bring and bring.
Ah, correct. Okay. But I want something more simple. Does anyone know why would the Rambam paskin, let's assume he had reasons for paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, only the tzibur brings, not the bezdin. Yet, he said bezdin is chayiv.
Yeah.
Why would he think bezdin has a chayiv in this carbon if the tzibur brings? Anything says in the Chumash that might lead him to think that?
The word kahal in the parasha means that.
Okay, but more concrete. When you bring this actual carbon, who does what?
Bezdin does
smicha. Right? That's very, very clear. It's very clear Bezdin does smicha and no one else. That's in the Mefurish Pasuk and Chumash, right? There's no two ways about it. And the Bailim do smicha, exactly. Precisely. That seems to imply that the Bezdin is the Bailim. What does it say? Straight out, often. That means explicit. In the Chumash, it says right here that here it is. V'samchu ziknei ha'eda es yideihem al rosh hapar. Dalid tesvav. Correct. Right? The Sanhedrin do smicha. The Sanhedrin do smicha. Then obviously the Sanhedrin are bailim here. Often the Sanhedrin are bailim, happily paskin the shvatim bring. The shvatim have to pay. What does it mean bring? Who has to pay? The shvatim pay the money. The tzibur pays. But Bezdin does smicha. So, what does the Rambam understand? The Rambam understands that, according to the Merkavas HaMishnah, this is the Chiddush of the Merkavas HaMishnah, it's a very Lundish Chiddush, says the Merkavas HaMishnah, that Tzibur pays. But
the Beis Din
brings.
And the proof is?
Or they get credit for it.
Smicha. Exactly. Or they get credit for it, right? I mean brings. By brings, I don't mean who physically sleps it on a leash or however he puts on a pickup truck. By brings, I mean who gets credit for it. Exactly.
Then the representatives of the shit.
And how does this work? Of course, the reason this works is because the Beis Din is not something separate from the Kahal. What are the Beis Din called in this parsha? The way we interpret the parsha?
Einei Haida.
The Beis Din are the Einei Haida. My eyes are my eyes. Right? So in Islam, you have to ask, which part of the body does what exactly? You know, it could be that the tzibur pays and the tzibur actually shows up the par, but then the Beis Din the smicha. So really, the Rambam, and if you say that, then there's no stira. The Rambam, Pasak, Kimanda Omar, Beis Din Mevi, Velachain, Pashut, the Ein Mitzdarfim. There was no take on the first Mishpatim of Beis Din Mevi. And the Rambam held Beis Din Mevi. Yes, why do I say this is Lundish? It looks like the Tzibur is Mevi, because they pay for it. And they bring 12, because there are 12 parts of the Tzibur. But really, Beis Din is a Mevi. What did the Gemara mean? What did the Gemara mean by the Zaman of Tzibur Mevi? Right? And what did the Gemara mean by the Zaman of Tzibur Mevi? Here it gets a little trickier, but what the Mekevesh Mishnah says is there is a Shita later on, of Rabbi Shimon, who says Beis Din brings a par and the Tzibur brings a par.
Yeah.
Well, if Beis Din brings a separate par and Tzibur brings a separate par, then the Beis Din is bringing only for the Beis Din, the Tzibur is bringing only for the Tzibur. That's not the Tzibur maybe. The Tzibur are bringing for themselves because Beis Din was writing this copy. But the Rambam doesn't pass like man the tzibur mevi is when Beis Din brings a par and tzibur brings a separate par. We don't pass that way. We pass can only the tzibur brings. If only the tzibur brings, yet the Beis Din does smicha. It must be the tzibur is bringing for Beis Din, and really we pass can Beis Din mevi. It's a very lumpish chiddush because it looks like tzibur mevi, but what we're saying is really Beis Din is mevi. But then it answers the question.
I didn't understand the Gemara and Papa Kamal
says the tzibur something nice. Yes. Okay, and if you say it's a little tachlis, I'll have to swallow it. Okay, fine. Now we're ready to go on in the Gemara. Duck when you get a chance. Okay, so that's the becomes a mishnah. He gives a lundish answer. Otherwise, you have to give a technical answer. Either the Rambam didn't mean exactly what he thought he meant, or for some reason the Rambam had a hachra on this suffix.
So what is then the machlok? We'll get to it. Of course, we're reaching for May review.
We'll get to it. Okay, we'll have to get that. That's very
is this
deep.
A theological issue?
It's a lundish issue. Okay. Says the Gemara that Gimel and Beis the top. I'm Rabbi Yonasan. Two Beis Din, at least three here. Some who this is, but it's something, right? I'm Rabbi Yonasan or Rabbi Yochanan, or I think there's a Rabbi Nasan. I think those are the only three options that I noticed in the Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Yonasan. It doesn't matter that much. Me'ah sheyoshvu lahoros, 100 who sit to paskin is Beis Din Gadol. Ein chayav in a shiur kulam. You're not chayav parol and doshal tzibur unless all 100 agree. And we'll see that what he means is they actually have to actively agree by either saying I agree or at least nodding in assent. How does he know this? Shenemar, Rav Yonah Yisrael Yishku. It says, Kol Hadas Yisrael Yishku. Now, what do we mean here? Obviously, Pshuto Shel Mikra, Kol Hadas Yisrael Yishku means the whole congregation, the Amcha, the people on the street. But, the people on the street. But, we interpret this in the Torah Shema Peh to refer to the Beis Din HaGadol, or we call the Sanhedrin Gedola, right? If the entire Sanhedrin Gedola makes a mistake by passing wrong, Achi Yishku Kulon, Achi Tifshel Rav Chaladas Yisrael, right? They need to all make the mistake, and this Haran needs to be in the whole Adas Yisrael, meaning the whole Beis Din HaGadol. Amar Huna Brei Yerushalach, and Amar Mistakri says, I have a proof for that, right? Because Rabbi Yonatan just said it. And he said, because that's in Kol Hadas Yisrael Yishku, but he didn't explain how he got that from Kol Hadas Yisrael Yishku. So Rav Huna says, what's his logic? We always hold Ruva Kekulov. Generally, Rove is good enough. If it had said Vim Adas Yisrael Yishku, we would have known Rove. Oh, I'd say Kol. Kol teaches us Rove is not enough, you need everyone. And if you need everyone, then however many they are, you need everyone. Okay. Now, before we attack him, before we get to, or let's read one or two texts. It's nine. Hogu bezdin yodech min shetol tzal mevrei lo rov halok yasal pihem beicha asav asim am beicha asav asafreim beicha asav asari zechayim neishol tol bezdin. The first Mishnah: if one of the dayanim or tzal mevrei lo rov knew they were wrong, then he's chayiv because he wasn't told bezdin. He was told it himself. Remember, his mistake was mislushon derecham, and that's his own fault. So he's chayiv a karpa. Chayiv the chayiv acher pater. He's chayiv, but everyone else is pater. Why is everyone else pater? Because they be chayiv a parhom dar. But amai, why would they be chayiv parhom dar? Halom nigmar ra. They didn't all agree because one of them disagreed. Yoda says you only chayiv parhom dar, but they all agree. Here, at least one of them disagreed. So why would there be a parhom dar at all? So, the answer is no, they really all agreed. Oh, one of them disagreed. He disagreed, but he nodded anyway. You know, he gave in to peer pressure. And therefore, it was Nigmar Hara, because they all agreed in that, even though they didn't all agree inside, they all agreed on the outside, and that is good enough to be considered a Hara. Then we have the exact same Shakal Tire, Tashma Hara, Bez Migavad, Echem Shatov, Armelan Tona, Thermal Paturim. The Mishnah later on, Abdallah Bey says, if one of them said to them, you're all mistaken, then their potter, there's no par hundover, hashasik mishnah kayyavin. What's the deal? If he says you're mistaken, there's no par. But if he's quiet, there is a par, v'gamal hora, it's a complete hora, v'amai, why would there be a par if he's quiet? Follow hora kulan. According to Rabbi Yonasan, you need them all to be more wrong, to be more than a mistake. What it means is that, no, not that if he said you're mistaken, there's no par, but if he's quiet, there is a par. If he said there's mistaken, there's no par, but if he nodded in assent, there is a par. The assumption is, no, he would never be quiet. Okay, before we mafrich it, we have a technical problem here, which is, what is mea sheyoshvu lahoros?
How do you get the 100?
Who are mea? What 100? We all know, right? We learned Sanhedrin a couple years back. Yeah. Even if we didn't learn the second Sanhedrin, we all know this. How many dayanim were in the Sanhedrin? Yeah, 71, right? Mehe pitesi, 100. Where do you get 100? It's bezna gadol. Meaning, if you told me that this applies to any rabbinic body, I would just say, oh, there happens to be a bunch of 100 rabbis in a certain town. But it's not true. It only applies to Bezdin HaGadol. And we know Bezdin HaGadol is not 100. We know Bezdin HaGadol is only 71. Moshe Rabbeinu, remember from Haloscha, he couldn't appoint 73, meaning counting himself. He couldn't appoint 72 plus himself. And that's why Eldon and Medad had to be left out. There was only space for 71, 70 plus himself. So what? And the Rambam is very explicit. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin at the end of Perek Tes, black and white. I think it's black and white. I don't think there's any two ways about this. Rambam says the Rambam, Bez Nagol Shabbala Machlokis, Baby Din Nefash, Baby Din Monet, Baby Din Torah, Ein Mosifin Aleihem. You can't add to the 71. What if they can't reach a conclusion? Too bad. All done Elu Kenegan Elu. They just have to fight with each other, rather argue. The whole Kanach Roshalam, go by the rules. And what if they were arguing about the nefashos, and there's 36 guilty and 35 innocent? So they can't declare him innocent because there's not a rope. They can't declare him guilty because for guilt you need a supermajority. So what do? A bezin of 23 would add. No. They just have to argue until they reach a conclusion. They have to keep going until someone changed their mind. We lock up the 71 that got in the room and say, you're not allowed to have breakfast until one of you changes your mind and it becomes 37 to 34 guilty or 36 to 35 innocent. Meaning, you cannot have more than 71 in the Bezdin HaGadol. So if you can't have 70 more than 71 in the Bezdin HaGadol, what are the 100 doing here? Seems to be a very valid question. How do you get 100? And here we have a fundamental machlokes rishonim. Because what does Rabbeinu Chananel say here? Anyone notice the lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel? It's a very innocent lashon. As a matter of fact, if you didn't read the Rambam first, you would just read through it and say he didn't say anything. He just paraphrased the Gemara. But I will read you his paraphrase of the Gemara. Amar Yochanan Svarachim Rav Nasan Meyash Yosh Lohoros Perish Mahayah Bezin Shirushalayim Meyah Ish. If the Bezin of Gedolim Yerushalayim was 100 people, he apparently thinks the Bezin Yerushalayim could be 100 people, right? He didn't say anything. Hayah Bezin Yerushalayim Meyah Ish, but he did because he seems to argue the Rambam. The Rambam says you can't have 71. He says they happen to be 100. Maybe there's a shita that it doesn't have to be 71. And the Maritz Chayas in the back of the Gemara here. Hopefully everyone found it in the back of the Gemara. It's also in the Bar-Ilan nowadays. Says, Taka the Rambam's wrong. Okay, he says it nicely. You know, no one likes to say taka. The Rambam's wrong with the word taka. He says, uve emes matzinu, etc. He says, after all, anshi tesla gadola. They were the best in a gadol. How many were they? 120, right? We're going to elect 120 soon for that reason. Not they're exactly the same as anshi tesla gadola, but they took the number. And then he quotes many, many other, and that's the best raya, because that's clearly a body of rabbinic leadership, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola.
But it's not the Sanhedrin.
Now, you could answer, what would the Rambam say? The Rambam would say, that wasn't the Sanhedrin, that was the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. Why did they have two different bodies, a Sanhedrin and Anshei Knesset HaGedola? That's their business. They had a Sanhedrin for Sanhedrin. They also had an Anshei Knesset HaGedola for whatever reason they decided to. Okay, but the Baruch Chai says, now it's basically, you get out of all his writings. What does he say? Remember the beginning of Zochim? Right? Then as I said, I have Masor for the 72 Zakenim on the day they appointed Elizabeth Azariah. How are there 72? Obviously given more than 70. The Rambam would say, no, all these cases, Sanhedrin was 71. Why are there 72? There happened to be 72 who told him this Masorah. There happened to be 120 who got an honorific title of Anshei Knesset HaGedola. But out of those 120, 71 of them were in the Sanhedrin, and 49 of them just had an honorific title. To be called Anshei Knesset HaGedola. Why? Who knows? There's some reason that, you know, I don't know, maybe there are 120 equally prominent Talmid Chacham. They didn't want to insult anyone. So they said, you're all Anshei Knesset HaGedola, and we'll make a lottery to determine who's in the Sanhedrin or something. But the Maritz Chaya says, no, it could be that 71 is a minimum, not a maximum. And he didn't have a copy of our Rabbeinu Hananel, but Rabbeinu Hananel is a good writer then. Haya bez nishibishalayim me'esh. It doesn't bother him.
How can you have a Beit Shakul?
What?
You have to have a Beit in...
How can you have a Beit in Shakul? That is a fascinating question, so I'll have to say... I haven't thought about that. Either you'll say 100 is Lavdavka, it means 101. Or you have to say, no, 100 plus the Muflash of Bezdin, like Moshe. I mean, 70 is 71, because you add Moshe, the Muflash of Bezdin. So 100 is really 101. Not Lavdavka, just like, you know, we're not counting the Muflash of Bezdin, which will be mentioned in the Mishnah later on. Or maybe you have to say that you're allowed to have a Bezdin Shakul, a Bezdin Agadol, Shem Yushalayim. Which would be a big fish. The words have a meaning like that, as a matter of fact, shita like that. There is a shita like that in the beginning of Sanhedrin, right? Who remembers Sanhedrin? Someone's got to remember it better than me. But I thought, like, right in the beginning there was a shita like that. The problem is we don't paskin like it, right? Okay, maybe we're not going to find it right now.
That's the difference with the Rambam you saw there in the Tumi.
What do you mean? Yeah, correct.
Whether you're adding...
Correct, absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. 100% true. Okay, I'm not going to find it right now, but it's definitely someplace here. Because there's a sheet of 70. Okay, it's someplace on Daf Gimel and Beis. I just can't find it now, I think, if I recall correctly. But, okay, it's a good question. Now, the Rami Sada also thinks that. He says there's a minimum. How come Moshe couldn't pick Elder to Medad? No. When they started, Hashem said you should appoint exactly the minimum amount. Hashem said pick 70 is a king, you have to pick 70. That doesn't mean you're not allowed to add later. It just means when you start the Sanhedrin, you have to have 70. The Be'er Sheva here brings many rights. I think it's Xerox on these Makoros. That you can't add to the number of 70. But the Rayas are not Mukhrach. He says, how come they didn't add an Elder to Meidad? Okay, in the time of the Chumash, they had to start with 70. Sometimes you have to start with a certain amount. That doesn't mean you can't add later. And then he quotes where Yossi says, you're not allowed to add to a Bezin of 71 or a Bezin of 23. Could be, since we hold you're allowed to add to 23, we also hold you're allowed to add to 71. Not necessarily so crazy. So, one sheet is that 71 is a minimum, not a maximum. You got the board, right, Tom?
Yeah.
So how do you get Meir Sheyashvu? How do you get 100? How do you get 100? Meir Sheyashvu. One derech is the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Maharatz Chayas and the Baruch Meisadeh here, who say 71 is minimum, not maximum. Okay, that's against the Rambam. But okay, you're allowed to be against the Rambam if you're another Rishon or maybe even an Akra, who has good raios, who has good proofs. And you're going to have more than 100. Baruch Meisadeh then comes up with a very cute chat based on that. Not in the Baruch Meisadeh here, but in the Meshuv Davar. Right, in the Baruch Meisadeh here, he just says, I have it here, right? Says we see from here, Perish ain't Sarech Lahosef, right? Where Rav Yossi says you don't add to 71, how do you get out of that? Rav Yossi says don't add to 71. Could say we don't like Rav Yossi. Or you could say that means you don't have to add to 71. But you can. Right, what do we do with Rav Yossi says, Ein Mosif al Beis Shem Ve'echad? What do you do with Rav Yossi in Sanhedrin who says, Ein Mosifin al Bezdin shel Ayin Aleph? You have to either say, we don't hold like him, or you have to say, like the Nitziv says in the Baruch Meisadeh, Ein Chiyov Lahosef. If they're deadlocked, you don't have to add, but you're allowed to add. Okay. Says in the Shemeshav Dover, he then comes up with a nice Chav L'shitasei. Says, what do we see from our Gemara? We see from our Gemara that 71 is a really, really powerful bested. But 100 is even better. From our Gemara, we see that 100 is even better bested than 71. And that's how he explains why we have such a thing as Heter Meir Rabbanim. We all know in the Kerem Grena Gershom, a man's not allowed to divorce his wife against her will or to marry a second wife. There's a Heter Meir Rabbanim if you get 100 rabbis from 3 countries to give the guy a heter, then he's allowed to marry his second wife. Okay, we still do that nowadays, in very rare circumstances. But it happens. So why heter meir rabbanim? So here he takes on, I think he says, he's arguing the Chassam Sofer. He takes on the Chassam Sofer as to where they got this idea of 100 rabbanim, from. Says the Chassam Sofer, you know why? They wanted to make it really hard to get a heter meir rabbanim. So therefore, they figured for 100 rabbanim, you're going to have to spend months going all over the world to find out, where are you going to find 100 rabbanim? Hey, they didn't imagine you're still alive nowadays.
You need to agree.
100 rabbanim.
To agree.
100 rabbanim within a square
block. Disagree is no problem.
Right. Okay, where are you going to find 100 rabbanim who will really just sign together, right? So not in a square kilometer, you're still alive. So therefore, it would take you months. You'd have to travel all over the world. And they just wanted to make it difficult to get a heter meir rabbanim because they didn't want people to use it inappropriately. The Nitziv doesn't like that. He says, no. If the guy's wrong, then the 100 rabbanim won't agree. Like, why should we make it difficult for him if he's right? So he says, no. Pshat is why 100 rabbanim? They're right from our sugya. From our sugya, we see that the harav 100 is even better than the harav 71. It says, Meir Sheyashvu. Even though it's just an example. But so he says, therefore, Rabbi Gershom understood that 100 rabbis give an even better psak than 71 rabbis. So he said, for this, we need a really good psak. 71 rabbis is not good enough. We need 100 rabbis. Not like the Bez and Gadol Mishalayim minimal. Like the Bez and Gadol Mishalayim when the Gemara wants to use an example of a really, really good one. And therefore, you need a really good Bez and Gadol. Why do they need to be from 3 countries? It says, just like the Bez and Gadol had people from all over to get different perspectives. You have to have people all over for different perspectives. Therefore, he has machlokes and the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says you have to find 100 rabbis in 100 different places. Sif says, no, it's better to find them all in one place. That way they can talk it through with each other and come to a good conclusion, just like Bez and Gadol. Okay, so that's just a cute... It's not cute. I mean, he really thinks it's the mucker. But interesting question. Where'd they find Heter Meir Rabbanim? Sam Sofer says, they wanted to be matriach you and make you work really hard. So they picked 100, because 100 is really hard work. And then Sif says, no, they wanted a really accurate psak, a really smart psak. And we see from our sugya that 100 is a smarter psak than 71, according to his read of our sugya.
What happened to Sam Sofer? 100 is better than... Well, how do we see that?
Because why would they ever have 100? Because they wanted a higher madrigan than 71.
And 200 would be even better than that.
Absolutely. But why didn't it say 200? Because we see 100 is a level.
What? You're wrong. Okay. That's a hara. That's a hara, but we'll leave that for now. Okay, but what are you going to say, Lefi Rambam and the Be'er Sheva? Not for the Rambam, use the Be'er Sheva to back him up. De lo yitachen yoser bebezden agadol. What are you going to do according to the Rambam? The Rambam says you can only have 71. It's a minimum and a maximum. Right? And the Be'er Sheva brings various proofs, which you can get out of his proofs. But clearly, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, it would have to be 71. That's very clear. Because he couldn't appoint Eldad and Medad. So what do you say then? So already Rashi here gives us some sort of clue, I think. Did anyone see a clue in Rashi? Maybe it's a very subtle clue. The third Rashi on our Amud says, Ki Moshe Hir Kin Hahu Echad Mehem. What does it say in our Gemara?
It says,
Sheherkin Barosho. Okay, Hahu Echad Mehem Barosho. Hahu Echad Mehem, one of the judges. O Talmud, Rashi adds, right, the fourth line of Rashi, Barosho, the Nirgun, or the Talmud. Rashi used to say, like, who is, besides the 71, who's getting involved here? The Talmud. Rashi seems to imply, it's just one little, but why does he need to add the Sheherkin Hahu Echad Mehem? O Talmud. Says, who is involved here besides the 71 Dayanim? The Talmud. So maybe the 100 is including Talmidim. Why would the 100 include the Talmidim? And here, I have two. What?
Stagerim,
right? That's where Talmidim were. So here you can take it in two ways. One way is the Tumim. Right? What are you going to say? You're going to say, no, it means 71 Dayanim plus Talmidim. Oh, why did Talmidim count? So here I think you could say something a little more conservative or something a little more radical. The Tumim has a nice pshat. Says the Tumim. He says, what's pshat? He quotes the Be'er Sheva's Kasha. How do you have 100? And, okay, well, the Mishlei Melech gave an answer which he didn't really like. So what do you mean? I forgot the Mishlei Melech. Says the Mishlei Melech. He says, no. The case is b'di'eved if they added dayanim. B'isser. It's usher to add dayanim. But b'di'eved, if they did add dayanim b'isser, that's the case of Me'eshi Yashvu. And he doesn't like it very much. First of all, it's very dachug gokinta. But b'di'eved, they did an isser and added too many dayanim to Bezid HaGadol. And also, if they added the b'isser, then how do we darshan the psukim? They all have to agree. The psukim shouldn't take them into account if they added the b'isser. It's a little funny. Okay, so the best shot is based on Rashi. Rashi here, I think, would go with the Rambam. I would put Rashi with the Rambam here. Why does Rashi have to throw in a Talmud? You never know, but it could be because he was bothered by this Kasha, the Be'er Sheva, the Mishlei Melech. How can you have 100? It's only 71. The answer is Talmidim. But since when do we add Talmidim? So the Tumim says, you have to look in Gemara and Sanhedrin. What does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin? If Bezin are judging, okay, they're talking about Dinei Nefashos, but you don't have to restrict to that. And a Talmud says, I have a Ha'ara, I can be Melamed Zchus or Melamed Chova, and okay, we're a little more prejudiced towards being Melamed Zchus or Melamed Chova, we don't go into the details, and he has a good Taina, then, what does the Gemara say? Malanov, so we bring him up, and we don't send him back down all day long, meaning, if the Talmud has something to say, then he gets to participate in the discourse. Not only that, the Rambam Paskins in Hilchas Sanhedrin Perikut Aleph, the Raiva disagrees with him, but the Rambam says that Talmud who goes up gets a vote. Ah, how does he get a vote? There's only 71 votes? Says the Rambam, no, there are two votes. First, they discuss the abstract halacha. First, they discuss in Limud. In Limud, what's the din? And then the Talmud who goes up gets a vote. Then, afterwards, they actually passed the case in front of them. When they passed the case in front of them, only the officials are going to get a vote. But the Rambam says, it's a big chiddush, there are actually two stages of Diyun. There is the abstract din, the din on the law books. And then there's applying it to this case. Applying it to this case, he at least implies the Talmud doesn't get a vote. Certainly relatives can't get a vote. If like the Talmud is related to the Diyun, they can't both vote. But in the Limud, everyone, relatives get a vote, Talmidim get a vote, everyone has something smart to say gets a vote in Limud.
Can you get a vote on things which are not this subject? I have an idea. I have this.
You're saying how does all day long work?
Right. It says
that is
it. And all the other dionim which are not relevant here, he also has these there. He has a vote.
That is a great question.
Just like everybody else.
Could very well be. Yeah.
And then that's a way you can get to 100.
Yeah, then you can get to 100. 29 Talmidim go up. So how did the Talmidim go up? Says the Tumen. No, you just make an Okimta. The Okimta is Talmidim She Yadu Lelamed Zechus Ochova Shema'alim Osam Kol Oso Hayom. Okay, that's how. Of course, the Sanhedrin is only 71. But there's a din that the Talmidim, not that the Talmidim get to add to the number of Bez and Agadol. No, the Talmidim are not part of the number of Bez and Agadol. But they get to be part of the Diyunim and part of their clarifying the din all day long. And I'll read you the Rambam again. Says the Rambam, it makes it a little more complicated about Avub No. But he says, when do we count the Av and Aben? When do we count the father with the son as two votes? They vote. The Talmidim get a vote. Okay, it could be that their vote is not for Gmar Din. That's what the Rav understood. Uvashas Gmar Din, and Gomer said didn't bekrov him. The Rav understood also not the Talmidim. Okay, but they get a vote that day. That's like instead of adding to the Sanhedrin. That's the Talmidim get a vote that day. So that makes a lot of sense. Lishitasa, Rambam especially. Right? Especially Nicha Lishitas Parambam Shehatalmidim Nimnim means they get a vote. Im Hadayanim. Okay. The Talmidim get a vote, so that's how you can have 100. There are 29 Talmidim got a vote. That's probably the Pashup shot. Certainly for the Rambam. I'll just point out that the Pnei Shlomo here, which is the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Shlomo Gansfri, they put on the Bar Ilan. So I look what he had to say. So the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Pnei Shlomo here, he wants to say something a little more mechudish. He says, nope, for the purpose of, says the Pnei Shlomo, which does not have the same level of diuk in the Rambam, but he wants to say, based on Rashi, he wants to say, nope, he's saying, all Talmidim are part of the Horah. Even if they don't go up, they're part of the Horah. Why are all Talmidim part of the Horah? So here it brings an interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin. What does it say in Sanhedrin? You don't appoint a Bez and a Gadol in a town unless it has how many people? Not a Bez and a Gadol, a Bez in Sanhedrin's town. Unless it has 120 people. Why does it need 120 people? So they say, what? They make a cheshbon, right? What's the cheshbon? The cheshbon is Meva Esra Maya Vitayu, 23 judges. And three rows of 23 students makes 92, and then Esra Bat Lanim, and then this and that, etc. You don't make a bezin unless they have Talmidim. So says the Pnei Shlomo, here he takes a leap. We see the Talmidim are part of the makeup of a bezin. Not that they're Dayanim. They're not Dayanim, but they're part of the Horah. You can't have a Horah without Talmidim. Talmidim are part of Bezdin, are part of the Horah, and his proof is Sanhedrin. Where was I reading from? Yud Zayin Amud Beis. What do we see in Sanhedrin? Yud Zayin, you only appoint a Bezdin if they have Talmidim. So we see that Talmidim are part of the process. Why? Because Talmidim always enlighten their Rebbeim. Right? So they don't vote, not like the Tumen was saying, but they're still part of the process of Horah. And then you say, anyone who's part of the process of clarifying things. Talmidim help clarify. Everybody knows Talmidim help clarify. Right? Since they help clarify, they're considered part of the Harah. All Talmidim are part of the Harah because they help clarify the din, even if he's not picked to move up for a day. By definition, Talmidim are part of the process of learning Torah. What?
But that wouldn't explain it more.
Why?
Really, by the Kol Hameya, have to have that opinion.
Right, all the Talmidim. Yeah, and so it's only Brahman Dovah Shalzibur, all the Talmidim agree. According to Shiyama Sen.
They don't count.
What?
You said they don't count.
They don't get a vote, but they have to agree. They don't get a vote, but they have to agree to be Parallel Dover. We're making a tonight in Parallel Dover. You only be Parallel Dover if the whole system was shared one opinion. Not only the counting Dayanim. If the whole system shared one opinion. That's the Chiddush here. This is the Chiddush, and this, you could, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that you're only Chayav a Parallel Dover if the if the whole team agreed, even the non-voting members. Anyone who adds to the team effort. And the Talmidim add to the team effort. That's a big Kiddush. There's a lot of importance to Talmidim.
Doesn't the Mishkan imply that if there's a Talmud from the Ramah that argues he's not going to tell the Bezim while everybody else is going to be considered all the Bezim? Meaning that one
yes, but you'll say it's
won't
yeah. Marsha, Dover, he's just gonna be no, but you could just make the Rashi makes the Hirkan Barosha. That's exactly where we started with. Rashi says he was Hirkan Barosha because Rashi is Machshav the Talmud. That's how we started. The Rashi said the Talmud has to be Hirkan Barosha. You could have said none. You could have not gone this way, but that's what Rashi's going. Rashi saying the Talmud also has to be Hirkan Barosha. Okay, so we have three basic approaches. One approach is to deny the Rambam and say 71 is a minimum, not a maximum. Rabbeinu Hananel, Rabbi Sadeh, Maritz Chayas, Anshe Kmitz Sagadola, maybe kind of the Heter Mirabanim if you want to be clever. The second approach is the Mishnah Melech and the Be'er Sheva. Both of them say it and then hold their noses and say, but we don't like it. The Be'er Sheva also says this and holds his nose. And says, but it's too dachuk, it's too crazy. Say, it's usher to put more than 71. But if you did, b'di'eved, b'esher more than 71, they need to agree. Or you say, based on Rashi, it's a great deal in Rashi. That's the other thing I'm saying. Doesn't the Gemara say, who cares what the Talmud says? That's what it sounds like. That's how Rashi says, only if the Talmud nods his head. So we care about the Talmidim. Why do we care about the Talmidim? Either, I think we're mentioning the Tumim, that a Talmud can become a temporary vote in Beis Din if he goes up for the day, and that's the case. Or if you want to be more ambitious, say all Talmidim are part of the team. Without Talmidim, you can't have good Torah. So all Talmidim are part of the team, and it's such a big chumer of a Yom HaSan, you only bring part of the Dharma, the whole team agrees.
Is it possible to say, though, if the basin started at 71, there's this, and those, they started with the Torah, then when they get to this struggle, you can't add more, but if the Yeshiva originally starts at 71,
I guess it's possible. It would be strange, like Nisvara, but it's possible. Okay. Let's point out the other peculiar thing in this. Okay, now, so far the sugya is great, till we finish. Sorry, who wanted to ask a question?
The Mishnah on the Alam that talks about who are basing the Yadav, Echad and Shikau, the Amar and Torah. So if this is where the Gemara shouldn't have been, it would have been the Talmud. I wouldn't have to go for the numbers of it.
Correct. Correct.
The opening Mishnah talks about the Talmud.
Yes. Some of the Achronim, given that we don't possibly agree on the sin, they like that diok. What are Rav Yonasan with that diok? I'm not sure. Okay, so now the Gemara, however, is mafrik for Rav Yonasan. What does the Gemara say to Rav Yonasan? Says to Rav Yonasan, Mesivra Besharshia. Some Chor Rav Hussein Aldur Shemung and Liel. Here's some of the Matur the Xer of Shem and Akum. The Liel might have, let's assume like that, the Anabar Zara. He made Xer against, you know how we have wine of the Goyim, and Bishal Akum, and Pas Akum, controversial, etc. Cholav Akum, Gvinus Akum. So, the Niel made Xer and Shemin Akum. And then they were Maturit. How could they be Maturit? So, it says, Samchu, Rabbi Sein, Al Dibber, Shemin, Al Liel, Al Dibber, Al Dibber, Al Tzadish, Yom, Ar Ingo, Zim, Zero, Tzibra, Al Kimber, Al Tzibra, Chol, Al Lamo, Zbal. No, you can't make Xer unless most of the Tzibra can handle it, and most of the Tzibra couldn't handle this. The Amr Vadimarab Maikrab, I'm Eira Tem Neorim, you're cursing. The cursing here is interpreted to mean making an Isser. Because cursing is a way of making an Isser, like your curse counts like a Shulah, so it's a commit, you're committing yourself. Again, it's not the judicial maker, that's how we're interpreting it, but I'm Eira Tem Neorim, you are making a commitment. The Osiyat Tem Kubim, and then you're stealing from Yashem says. You're stealing because you're not living up to your commitment. Hagoy Kulo, the whole nation. So what do we see? If you make a commitment, it's Usser, meaning you make Xera. It's usher to break the Xera if it's the whole nation. And that's the drasha that if the goy kulo can keep it, then you're not allowed to break the gzeira. But if the goy kulo can't keep it, then the gzeira doesn't apply. Okay, what's how is that relevant for us?
Because
the hachah is like a kulo rubik or kulo dummy. Here it also says kulo, the word kulo, and rov is good enough. So we see that kulo doesn't have to be everyone. It's enough for kulo to be a rov. To yofta Rabbi Yonasan, to yofta, he's disproven. The elamai kulo das to kamar achmada. So then, why did it say kulo das? The achronim struggle with. Didn't we just say kulo means rov? But they explain like this: by hagoy kulo, without that pasuk, we wouldn't have known anything. We need that pasuk to teach us the din of ingos and zero lexiber, LMK, rov, tibur, kol, lamabo. So kol means rov. But without, meaning without the word kol, without the word kulo, we wouldn't have known anything. We wouldn't have known there's such a rule as ingos and zero lexiber. But over here, without the word kol, we still would have known you need rov sanhedrin. Because im adisrol yeshu, kol tor kulo, I mean, how is it a yeshu? If Mirat Sanhedrin made a mistake, no one would have listened to them in the first place. Obviously, Rome Sanhedrin made a mistake. So what does Kol add? So he still dashes something from Kol. When he's Mimachrit, we don't dashen Kol means totally everything. But Kol still has to be a partial everything. We have to dashen some partial drusha from Kol. What's the partial drusha dash from Kol? Agav, Tosa, Dalar, Mabez. The parenthesis he points out didn't have this whole part of the Gemara, this Gersa. He just says, no, you don't need Kol at all. There is no such drusha as Kol. After all, we're a Machrit, the Gersa of Kol. That's the parenthesis he says in Tosin the Talmud of Days. Here it's a little tricky, because there are actually two possibilities. Either Tosin a different Gersa in the Gemara, or we have the wrong Gersa in Tosin. But assuming you're the right Gersa in Tosin the Talmud of Days, the sugya ends here. We don't darshan kol at all. Right? So what do we do? Again, what's the maskana? According to the Gersa of Tosos and the Talmud of Days, there's no drusha from kol. Which is what it sounds like. Kol just means rov. However, that's not, no one agrees with this. Our Gersa says you still need some partial drusha from kol. Why? Because otherwise, we know rov without the word kol. It's obvious that it only counts if rov Sanhedrin agrees. Why would anyone think that the din should follow less than rov Sanhedrin? Obviously, it only follows a rov of the Sanhedrin. So, because we know you need rov Sanhedrin without the word kol, just because you only follow rov Sanhedrin ever. So, what is kol? So, what are we darshan? So, the Gemara says, the Elamai Kol Adasim Arach. One of them is Ika Kulam Havio Ra Bilo Lo Havio Ra. You need them all to be there. You don't need them all to agree, but you need them all to be there. Meaning, if Sanhedrin was missing guys, there were only 62 that day, doesn't count. And that's what it says in the Mishnah later on, right? The Mishnah Daf Dalet Beis says, Osha Loya Muflo Shabes Nisham. One of the Muflo Besim wasn't there. Osha Echlin Gera. One of them is Puzzle. Then it's no good. Okay, the Mishnah doesn't exactly say this. But more or less, it says you need all 71. So, what do we got from here? That you need, you don't need them all to agree, but you need them all to ika kulam. You need them all to be there. Okay, let's leave that for now.
But if you, by the fact that the Mishnah says mufla shel beit din lo yasham.
Aha, so Rashi already answers. Says no. If the mufla wasn't there, even if someone else took his place. But if someone else isn't there, someone can sub. Then the Gemara just continues. Amr of Yeshua, right, talks about having extra people in din. Talks about having extra people in din as a tangent, says extra people in din is actually a good thing. Amr of Yeshua, Asar Sheyeshu Din, Kol Tolim Tzav Kulan. If there are 10 sitting in din, then the responsibility is all of them. So, okay, here are the responsibility, right, 100. If there are 10 Dayanim, even though you only need 3 or 1 or however many, they all share responsibility. Shita, obviously. Which one wouldn't, right? They're 10 day young, obviously it's your responsibility. You're all equal. No, Hakamashla, the old Talmud, name Rabbo. Even if one of them is a Talmud, let's say there are 3 Dayanim and 7 Talmidim, and the Talmud sees a mistake and doesn't say anything because he's intimidated, he's equally responsible. Don't think you should have respect for authority in this case. No, respect for authority, we learn. Maybe you have to listen to them if they don't accept your arguments. But you have to argue. That's pashut. If you're a Talmud Chacham, you have to argue. You have to say your tainus. Right? So therefore, even the Talmidim are responsible if they keep quiet when they have a good taina. Rav Huna gave enough to be din of my sea, Sora Tanoi, the big Rav, the Kamei, Echidin, Namtin, Shiva, make sure. Rav Huna would go to din, he would get 10 people who knew Brysas from the yeshiva to join him, so that he'll only get a splinter from the beam. Meaning, so if they, he'll split the responsibility more ways. One second, Rashi gave Maisi Treif to the Kamei, Ravashi gave a Shan and Treif, as Maisi Asar Tapi Masamachasi, he would get 9, he would get 10 butchers from Masamachasia, butchers meaning people who knew the halachos. Mimosa, Kamei, and Sita in front of him, or Kei, Chanapti, Shiva, Makshura, I'll only get a splinter from the beam, meaning I'll share the responsibility. The more people are, they're all responsible, so less responsibility rests on each person.
That's a very strange sheet, that if there's something wrong here, several people do it, each person just gets part of it. I mean, each person gets punished to the full extent. I mean, it's
okay, Morty asks, what, just because everyone's responsible, why does it mean that each guy is responsible less? So I'll give two, I wasn't discussed, I'll give two answers. One answer is, okay, we see from here that it does. That if two people are responsible, they're not each fully responsible, they're each half responsible, not joint and several responsibility, right? Like, I know Urban told us that the opposite of that is, but I'm not aware. No, if three of us are responsible, we're each only responsible a third. The other possibility, it could be, if you want, you could say, the Me'iri here says something funny. The Me'iri here says, you should always get 10 people, because then you're less likely to make a mistake, because they'll all think together, and they'll probably get the right answer. And if you want, maybe you could say, but this is a chiddush, you could say, it doesn't mean each guy has less responsibility. Where Rav Huna meant is, if I get 10 people to help me, the odds I'll make a mistake are so slim, like a splinter from a beam. The odds are only 0.01% I'll make a mistake, like a splinter from a beam. And what he meant is not that he has less responsibility, but just that the odds of messing up are infinitesimally small. So you could take it that way if you wanted to accept Morty's assumption.
In the local Shabbos, you see if people do it together.
Correct. Correct. Okay. So the pshat, let's just review. The pshat of the Gemara is if many people are responsible, each guy is less responsible. Morty wants to tell you, no, they're all fully responsible. But what's the point of getting a lot of people? So if you look in the Me'iri, he says nothing about being less responsible, just about increasing the odds of being right and decreasing the odds of being wrong. And maybe you could read, even though they're finished, Rav Huna and Rav Ashi this way, they don't mean I'll be less responsible if I get it wrong. They mean I'll be less likely to get it wrong. The odds I'll get it wrong are like a splinter of a beam. Not that if I did get it wrong, I wouldn't be responsible. Okay, but that would be a finish. Yeah, don't worry, I finished on that clock. Let's just point out one last thing then. What's the problem? The problem is this. If the maskana is you need them all, right? What's the maskana? Maskanas hasugya. The pshat is you need them all to be present, and you need rov to agree, right? Oh, you only need rov to agree. Hagoy kulo. You just need them all to be present, just like in Zerush and Shirilamadu. The whole tzibur is present. Just only rov for them have to agree that they can handle this. Or have to be potentially agree to handle this gzeira. The problem is the Mishnah Daf Dalad and Beis says the Mishnah Daf Dalad and Beis Horu Beis and Yada Echamim Shetov Barmelim Tovim Atem Oshlo Yamuf Loshem Beis. Okay, it's enough. But Potter. If one of them said you're mistaken, they're Potter. Hold on. Why, if one of them said they're mistaken, are you Potter? After all, Rove of them agreed. So that's the question. The question is, so why, if Amar Lahem Echad Toem Atem, are they Potter? After all, they were all present and Rove of them agreed. And here we have a three-way machlokes Rishonim. Says Rashi, because of Rav Yonasan, because of Kol Adas, who else says that besides Rashi? The Rambam in two places. In the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says this, right? Where's the Rambam say this in the Mishnah Torah? He says it in Per Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph, allegedly. Says the Rambam. Yes, he does. He says, ready? He says, one second. Where is this?
Yud Gimel Aleph.
Yeah, it's very long. Here. Hari Beth Din Turin. Kol Misha Asal Vim Chayav, etc. Shnarayim Kol Adas Yisrael Yishgul. Adas Kol Sanhedrin. The Rambam says the same thing as Perish Mishnayis here. So one derech is Rashi and the Rambam and both Mishnayim are Mishnayis because of Kol Adas. The problem is that that's against our sugya. Our sugya says you don't darsh that. They just need to be present. So who's bothered by this? The Tosas Rosh. First quote in the Yadma, Kedarka Kodesh. The Yadma says, no, that can't be it. Says the Yadma, ridiculous. Says, that's against our Gemara. So says the Yadma, no, there's a different reason they're potter. If one of them says Toa, you know why they're potter? Because if someone said you're mistaken and you go ahead anyway, then you're Karov Lemezid. Because
he explained himself.
Karov Lemezid, after all, only a shogeg means a carbon. Karov Lemezid doesn't mean carbon. If someone stands up to your face and says you're wrong, and you don't really think it through, you're not a shogeg, you're a Karov Lemezid. If no one stood up to your face, then you're a shogeg. If the guy stands up to your face, you're Karov Lemezid. That's the Yad Ramah. Tosfos Rashi says it doesn't make sense. The guy stood up to their face, said they're wrong, and they said they thought about it and said, we don't accept your time, we think you're wrong. Like, who says the case that he said you're wrong and they say, oh, we don't care, we're lazy? No, some of that's not the case. He said you're wrong and they said, let's think about it. No, you're wrong. So what are they supposed to do? You know, just because someone says you're wrong, you can never reach a conclusion? That's ridiculous. You have to think about it deeply and then reach a conclusion. So therefore, this is very dachuk. It's very dachuk. What do you mean you're carved amazing because someone said you're wrong? Not if you thought about it for another hour. Some of they thought about it for another hour. Tosfos Rosh says something which is conceptually fine, just dachuk in the Gemara. Says the Tosfos Rosh, he says, ah, it's a machlokes tanoim. The Braisa of Rashbag and Rebbe Lazar Bereb Tzadok says Kol Adas means Rov. And it's against Rav Yomason. But the Mishnah on Daf Dalet Amud Beis says Kol Adas means Kol and is like Rav Yomason. So my focus time on. Our Gemara just meant the price is against him, but the Mishnah's with him. Okay, this seems to be very difficult, because what did our Gemara say about him? Not just a price against him. What did our Gemara say about him? What magic word? Tiyuvta. Says, what does Tiyuvta mean if you have a Mishnah on your side? Tena, could it be a Tiyuvta and there's some price that no one knew on your side? Maybe there are obscure prices that some of them didn't know. You have a Mishnah on your side. How do you need Tiyuvta if there's a Mishnah? You say, everyone knows a Mishnah is better than a Braisa. At least equal to a Braisa. So this is also very dachuk. Right? Very dachuk. Dachuk. Shahare Amru. Tiyuvta. How can it be Tiyuvta if you have a Mishnah on your side? So, now we see that Rashi and the Rambam weren't crazy. It must be that Rabbi Yonason's wrong, but he's still right. What's pshat? What you have to say is, and this is what all the achronim say, all in slightly different formulations. But we only have 2 minutes left. What do you have to say? Question. It's against our Gemara. So you have to say, hold on a second. You're going to tell me kol means, you're going to tell me kol means they all need to be there? It's obvious they all need to be there. Everyone knows they need to be there. If they're not all there, it's not a Sanhedrin. A kol, whenever you say ruba kakulo, you need rov of everything that's there to be kol. If ruba kakulo, for example, if I take a cup for kiddush, and I pour in 60% of revius, and I make kiddush, am I yotze?
No.
Oh, am I rov? No. It's no rov. Rov is only a rov, the rov of a kol. If I... Without getting into machlokes, we've shown about this. Let's think of Tosos, right? If I pour myself a revius and I drink rove of it, then I'm yotze, right? Yotze dal kosos, we're into Tosos, yotze kiddush, right? Because then I'm drinking rove of a kol. We only say ruba kakulo if there is a kol for the rove to be a kol of. That's it. That's across the board. Otherwise, we're ridiculous. Every time I have to eat gzais matzah, I'll eat 60% of a gzais of matzah. No. It has to be a rove of the kol being present. So what do you have to say? The answer is, you have to have a different shot, a different maskana of our Gemara. You have to say no. You have to say that all present
is pashut without kol. Ah, so what do we learn from kol? You can't say we learn they all have to be present. That's obvious without kol. Sanhedrin making a mistake means Sanhedrin has to be there. Otherwise, they're not a Sanhedrin. Otherwise, it's 80% Jerovius in your cup. That's not, they're not a Sanhedrin. They're only a Sanhedrin if they're 71. And then whatever Rove say wins the day. But obviously, Rove have to agree, or else it's not a psak. Obviously, they'll have to be there, or else they're not a Sanhedrin. So what do we learn from Kol? So you have to say Rashi and the Rambam understood. It's not a Tiyuftad Rav Yonasan Legamri. It's a Tiyuftad Rav Yonasan to the extent he took it. He said you need absolute unanimity, and you need everyone to participate no matter what. We say, no, we do a partial. We do a partial. What do we learn? We learn that in the Lashon of the Rambam, here I'll use the Lashon of the Rambam, and I'm not going to get into it more than this. The Lashon of the Rambam, Daf Yud Beis, in Daf Yud Beis. Perek Yud Beis at the end is, listen carefully, listen carefully. He says, V'yitu kulan orubam b'davar zeh. The Rov has to make the toks of Beis Din. In Perek Yud Gimel, what does the Rambam say? He says, Had she yishtu kol Sanhedrin. Okay. The Rov has to make the toast, but they all have to be shohig. What does that mean? If the Rov paskin, that's good enough. But they all have to participate. They all have to, not participate, they all have to be part of this shgaga. How so? At least by being silent. At least by being silent. So what do we learn from Kol? We learn from Kol that even though Rov Morim, or in the Rambam's Lashon Toim, is enough, you need Kol HaSanhedrin, to use the words of the Rambam, Yishku. Yishku means goes along with the Psak. Okay, so we darshan partially. We don't darshan fully. Not like Rabbi Yonasan, but we still darshan. And that's what it means, Ika Kulam. What is Ika Kulam? Ika Kulam Lefi the Rama and the Tosos Rush means they're all present. But according to Rashi and the Rambam, who says Ika Kulam means they're all present? Doesn't mean they're all present. Ika Kulam means they're all part of the psak. Ika Kulam, they're all in this psak. They can all be in this psak by being silent, right? By just going along, by getting dragged along with everyone else. But they all, Ika Kulam, you need the whole Sanhedrin to be part of this psak. You don't need unanimity. They don't all have to participate. But they all need to be part of this psak. And maybe that's what Ika Kulam means. They all have to be not present physically with their bodies. They all have to be in this Kol Hadas Yisrael Yishku. Interestingly, you could darshan the Lashon, if you wish, Kol Hadas, although, yep, for your Hadas Fitz Shakta, Kol Hadas Yisrael Yishku, V'nelam Dover Minei HaKohol. You don't need everyone to be Nelam Dover. Some of them could know the truth, but they all have to be part of the mistake because they went along with it. Okay, that seems to be the Psak of Rashi and the Rambam that we only reject Rabbi Yonasan partially, not fully. Okay, you need to be Ma'ayan more, and it's going to get complicated, and we'll leave with that. We didn't get to the next mission yet. I already Xeroxed, sorry, I was a few minutes late because I had printing problems. I printed up the Makoros for next time. Okay, we'll stick with number one on this Makoros sheet for next time, and not number two, because we're a little behind. You know, when I email it out, I'll just write, finish last ones, and cross out going further in the Gemara, but I want to deal with the Asei Dashlama, so if everyone could please pass this out, and we're not going to get to number two next time, but we'll get to number one next time, B'nei Neder Be'ezrat Hashem, and to be continued on Thursday, and we're davening Mincha down in the base as soon as the Zman comes.